To accompany the Dawn Raids apology, the government has committed $2.1 million in scholarships for Pacific peoples. The Minister for Pacific Peoples and Associate Minister of Education Pacific, the Honourable Aupito Toisulusuluto Faisu'u William Seal, joins us now on Pacific Days for more on the Tuli Takes Flight scholarships. Maaloso I fuolau a fionga, Aupito, and always a pleasure to speak with you, Minister.
Talofa and warm Pacific greetings to you all.
Well, firstly, Minister, what are the Tuli Takes Flight scholarships?
Well, the exciting thing is that Tuli Takes Flight scholarships are now open right now, and they are part of the goodwill and reconciliation to Pacific Aotearoa communities that followed the government's Dawn Raids apology. And so the Tuli Takes Flight scholarships acknowledges the importance of education for Pacific peoples. You know, this is the key that unlocks opportunities for our communities. And it's intended to support Pacific peoples at all levels. It's intended, whether it's post-school education, to reach their potential, and by reducing some of the financial barriers that our people might experience to study and further training. So the Tuli Takes Flight scholarships can also support peoples who are changing careers or taking up opportunities in fields of study or training that have limited Pacific presence.
Now, how many scholarships are available for the scholarships, Minister? And, who is eligible?
So to mark the inaugural year, there'll be 30 scholarships available, and they'll be valued from $10,000 to $30,000 per year for study commencing in 2022. And in subsequent or following years, a total of 12 scholarships will be available. All of them will be valued from $10,000 to $30,000 per year.
In terms of the meaning, the Tuli Takes Flight, can you talk to us more about the name, where that derives from?
So the Tuli is a bird that is known as the waka, or as the godwit, and it's used in archery in the Pacific, and I know the Samoan elders use it in their archery. This bird flies 22,000 kilometers non-stop from Alaska to Aotearoa and back again. And I suppose this is one of the greatest journeys of any living creature. And I think the determination of the Tuli, its stamina and resilience, is symbolic of the Pacific Aotearoa journey and our narrative of Pacific peoples being a resilient people with the aspiration and determination to succeed no matter what winds blows our way.
In terms of assessing applications for the scholarship, who'll be doing that? And, you know, what are some of the considerations when looking at applications?
So the decisions on awarding the scholarships will be made by the Pacific Education Foundation Board. This board was established by legislation back in 1972 and to encourage Pacific students into full-time education. And they're funded by the Ministry of Education. It includes community people, representatives that are appointed by the Minister of Education, Minister of Pacific Peoples, and has also senior officials from both ministries. So in essence, the board members reflect Pacific Island communities, the modern Pacific Island communities and its various cultures. And their motto is about working together, we will succeed. You ask about what the criteria is. Well, who's eligible? Well, the scholarships will be available to New Zealanders of Indigenous Pacific heritage, Cook Islands, Niue, Tokelau, Samoa, Tonga, Tuvalu, Kiribati, and or Fiji. They need to be 18 years old and also are looking to undertake their vocational or academic study or training and thinking about a career change.
Minister, why was it important that these scholarships were established?
Yeah. Look, in reflecting on the Dawn Raids apology, it is thinking about the impact and the effect on our communities because of racism and discrimination back in the 1970s. They've had a generational impact. And for me, just reflecting, how do we ensure that we place Pacific communities in a strong, positive platform where we can see our communities really unlock their potential, achieve success, and really achieve, take advantage of the opportunities that New Zealand offers up. Education is the key. We've always known this. One of the reasons, if you ask those early generations why they left the islands, the reason always is given is to give educational opportunities to our children and their children. And so I'm hopeful that as part of these gestures of goodwill, I'm underpinning again that we are reaffirming the value of education. And I'm hopeful that these scholarships remove the barriers that some of our families will experience, and that collectively as a community, we encourage and push more of the next generation coming through to succeed with their educational pursuits.
Mm. I think that covers the next one though, but scholarships covering a wide range of age groups, a deliberate decision and why?
Mm. Yeah, so, I mean, the scholarship will be awarded for at least 1 year or up to 3 years, and they'll range from the value of $10,000 to $30,000 each year. So they'll be awarded to first-year students of, you know, age 18 plus, including mature students. So for people who have successfully completed at least 1 year of study or training, are entering their second or later years, or starting either advanced vocational training or postgraduate study. And they can also be supported 1 year to do a doctoral or PhD. You know, as much as possible, these are not just for young students. These can be for mature students looking for career change.
What do you hope the scholarships will do for our Pacific communities, Minister?
Oh, look, I think, you know, I want our communities to succeed. I want our communities to achieve their and realize their fullest potential. And I'll reemphasize again, education is fundamentally the key to opportunities, unlocking those doors of opportunities and ensuring that we're lifting our living standards and empowering future Pacifica families of Aotearoa.
Some final questions. What would you say to encourage our Pacific people to apply? Details around the scholarships, when they close, and where people can go to find out more information on applying, please.
Can you say that again? Sorry, I wasn't.
No, that's fine. We'll take it. So first one, when do applications for the scholarships close? Where can people go to find out more information? And just final words for people to apply, you know, within our Pacific community, please.
So the scholarships close on Monday, the 11th of October, 5 p.m. But as I said, they're open now. And they can go onto the Ministry of Education website, education.govt.nz, to get more information. I would just say, just remember what the To Lead Takes Flight is about. It supports Pacifica people to feel free to explore their different careers that they would not normally consider, and take this opportunity to realize those careers and make them a reality. I hope that people, even if they think, I don't want people to second guess themselves and say, oh, I'm not going to be able to get it. Apply and keep applying. My job here is to make sure that there's support that's available, not just for this year, for next year, but for many years to come. So take a pun, think about the tule bird, think about the journey of the tule bird, think about their determination and resilience, and think about how that resonates with our own stories and our own narratives.
The Minister for Pacific Peoples and the Associate Minister for Education Pacific, the Honourable Aupito Toisulu Sulu to Faisu or William Seal, Fafteitele Lavala of Yonga Aupito, and always a pleasure to speak with you. Have a great day. Ia manuia.
When you're 5 days, Brian.